We're another week closer to training camp, and we're counting things down here on Broncos TV with Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer. I'm Phil Milani. And one of our burning questions heading into camp is, who will replace Malik Jackson along the defensive line?
Yeah, I think you have to start with Vance Walker, who has the experience last year. Remember, in weeks 1 through 4, he filled in for Derek Wolfe when Wolfe was suspended and did very well, and then used situationally throughout the rest of the season. Really delivered something, especially in the pass rush in the postseason. Made some plays and was able to kind of accentuate what Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware were doing on the outside. And so far, he looks like he's got the inside track. He had a very good set of OTAs. Coaches have complimented him. Looks the part.
Familiarity breeds success a lot of times with Gary Kubiak teams. We saw it with Owen Daniels last year on the offensive end. This year, I think Jared Krick has a good chance of filling in that Malik Jackson role, just because of his experience with Kubiak in Houston, Wade Phillips in Houston as well. I think that he's already got a lot of the language down as far as the defense is concerned. So I like his chances. He's also a little bit longer, can get up there and deflect some passes, another trait that Malik Jackson was able to do for the Broncos last year. So Jared Krick would definitely be on my radar as far as somebody who could fill that void.
There's some other newcomers along that defensive line. Adam Gotsis, Phil Taylor. You think the Broncos feel confident because they have a coach like Bill Kolar? Hey, we could plug in one of these guys and still get a lot of production.
Absolutely, and in fact, just watching the evolution of those defensive linemen throughout OTAs, you could see that from week to week, they were doing more of the Bill Kolar things. They were doing a better job of getting their arms up and deflecting some passes at the line of scrimmage, which you know Bill Kolar really preaches to his guys, that if you can't get to the quarterback, get your hands up because you can make a play that way. Gotsis, I think he's got a lot of potential, but what's going to hold him back is the fact that he's coming off the torn ACL, and he should be recovered by training camp, but when we talk about being recovered, they're going to ease him back in. Very similar to Dane Trevathan and Brandon Marshall last year, how they really kind of gradually ramped them up. I think that's how you're going to see Adam Gotsis used. And because he's a rookie and because he's learning it, I think that's going to limit what he can do early in the season. Wouldn't surprise me if Gotsis starts late in the year, but I think early it's going to be situational.
Kenny Ananicki is another guy who, like Gotsis, has been hurt for most of the OTAs, hasn't really had a chance to participate. But just being in the building, having that experience should give him plenty of leverage as far as getting a step up on a guy like Gotsis, who, as Mace said, doesn't have a lot of experience in the team meeting rooms, learning the verbiage, learning everything that the defense has to go through. So I think that if Kenny Ananicki has the potential to come back from injury and maybe be a key contributor this year.
He's got to stay healthy, though. That's the thing. We've seen it in flashes. Go back to the preseason opener last year at Seattle when he was dominant in his first game as a 3-4 defensive end. But then he got hurt right after that. The Broncos, they've been high on him. He's been on injured reserve 2 years. He's got to stay healthy. And if he can, certainly he has the skills. And if they're looking specifically for a sub-package pass rusher at defensive end, and Nicky could fill that role.
And let's not forget about a guy like Sylvester Williams heading into his fourth year in the NFL. Well, it should certainly be an interesting position to check out as training camp gets underway in just a few weeks. For Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani. This has been Countdown to Training Camp.